USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama's Republican Governor KIV has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country. The bill makes abortion at any stage of a pregnancy a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. President Trump is issuing an executive order banning U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment from firms that pose a threat to national security. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai joins Fox News and says the president made the right decision.
Protecting America's communications network system is critical to our national security, our economy, and our personal privacy. And especially when you're talking about companies that are located in countries that present a national security threat to the United States.
The president signed a bill last summer prohibiting the U.S. government from using equipment from two Chinese companies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
A 16-year-old suspect in the Colorado STEM school shootings will be charged as an adult. At a court hearing today, the DA said that the second suspect would face 48 criminal charges, including murder and attempted murder. The next court appearance for both will be in June. Ford is recalling 270,000 vehicles in North America to fix a gear shift problem, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ford says the problem could cause the vehicle to roll away unexpectedly. The recall now includes 2013 through 2016 Fusion midsize vehicles with 2.5-liter engines. The company urging drivers to always use the parking brake until these repairs are made. Ford says a bushing that attaches the shifter cable to the transmission can degrade, and the cable could detach. Ford has one report of an injury and three property damage reports. It says owners will be notified when repairs and the parts are ready. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration has been working behind the scenes for months on a strategy to force greater price disclosure across the $3.5 trillion healthcare industry. This as Democrats continue to push their Medicare for All plans. Former Senator from Oklahoma, Dr. Tom Coburn, joins Fox News and says Medicare for All is not the way to go.
Well, you know, what people don't realize, there's $150 billion in fraud in Medicare and Medicaid right now. And if you look at other government-run healthcare programs, just think Indian Health Service. Poor quality. Yeah. Think VA health service. Expensive and poor outcomes, right? With exceptions. Mm-hmm. So that isn't the answer. The answer is to have a national policy that says we want to work on disease prevention instead of disease treatment. We want to make sure everybody can have access plus quality. Mm-hmm. We want to incentivize excellence. Why is it that every doctor that does the same procedure gets paid the same even though the quality is different? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what that does is dumb down. So we have no price transparency in markets. You don't know. 90%, 89.6% of all health care is non-emergent, non-mental health. You don't have any idea what you're going to pay before you go in.
Mm-hmm. And the fight over the controversial finish of the Kentucky Derby has moved to a federal court. In a suit filed by Gary and Mary West, they allege that the Racing Commission denied their 14th Amendment right to due process by not allowing an appeal of the disqualification. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.